That movie sucked.
I kind of liked it.
Movie Night Crew Network.
Welcome to Phantoms Gone Wrong. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Carrie.
And Phantoms Gone Wrong is 2 years old.
Woohoo!
Yeah! We did it. We've been potting for a while.
We have.
How do you feel?
Have we improved? I don't know.
I think at least our audio quality is probably improved from those shitty mics we used to have.
Maybe our audio quality is improved. Hopefully there's more
editing?
People listening.
I don't know. We'll
it
see.
It won't get much better if I start taking it over.
Oh my goodness.
Oh your goodness.
So let's talk about what we covered this year. What were our favorite things that we covered?
Our favorite things we covered? Well, I think Sailor Moon, H2O.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we finished off H2O with season 3, finally getting our Australian consultant on for that episode.
Yep.
That
was cool. Now we're going to work on the other H2Os, the
Mako Mermaids.
Mako Mermaids. Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
I mean, there is a crossover. It's a quick one, but there is a crossover.
Listen, those are like my favorite episodes that show because, you
I
know.
I just wish I could tie it back to the old one. That's all. But, you know, we'll get there. We're going to talk about
the
new ones.
They do in that crossover, but they don't at the same time. We'll talk about that if we ever talk about Mako Mermaids. But like, yeah.
We will.
Yeah.
If I have my way, we will talk about some Mako Mermaids over time because I love Mako Mermaids and I love Australia. That's how we could go. Let's go to Australia. Oh, we could have a friend come visit from Australia, like, later on this week.
I mean, yeah, we will. Literally. All right. So, yeah, we covered Sailor Moon, season 3. We covered a few different threes, because we covered the third Harry Potter. Yeah, lots of continuations, because this is the problem, we start covering series, and we're like, no, we gotta finish it, we gotta keep going with it.
I know, it's hard. Hashtag I still think it would be hard. Fun to do a one episode at a time thing of something. I can't decide which one. There's so many good things.
I feel like that should be its own podcast.
Yeah, it would be a podcast that would last like forever if I did Sailor Moon, because there's like a thousand bazillion things to talk about there.
Yep, somebody has probably done it, or at least tried to.
Let's face it, somebody has done everything. There's nothing unique these days.
If you can think it, there's probably a podcast about it. Probably.
I mean, we're probably
and if
so
not,
random
go
that
make
we're
it.
Close. Because we're so random, yeah. We're probably close to somewhat unique, but not really unique at all.
We are so varied. It's very fun.
Yeah.
Let me see. My favorite thing to cover. Well, I mean, I don't just want to pick the recent things, but like, I really did like Debs. You know,
I need to watch
Debs.
That again. Just because.
I fucking love Debs. What else here? Well, I also loved Magic of Pegasus. Not gonna lie.
The Ref. Talking about The Ref, my favorite Christmas movie.
Oh my god, the chaos.
It's a great Christmas movie, and it's so real to life. Let's be honest. At the end of the day, people are always like, oh, holidays with the families is blah, blah, blah. This family just let her rip, and I loved it.
Yeah, exactly.
They just let all that shit they've been piling up for 20 years out. It's wonderful. It's cathartic. We should do that.
It's got the true meaning of Christmas. It's just like a little, you know, more.
Well, at the end of the day, the family's together. They're somewhat happy-ish. And, you know, it's all good. There's Santa Claus in it.
Oh, yeah, drunk Santa. Worst
oh,
character.
Oh, that one. The holly bush. That's the best scene.
No.
When drunk Santa decides he has to relieve himself.
No.
And then he jiggles. No. And the holly bush gets him. Love it.
All right, am I going to offend you if I say my least favorite was probably Barbie and the Rockers?
Seriously? I love Barbie and the Rockers.
There
was terrible.
Nothing going on. It's so bad.
I know, but it's good music.
Is it?
It was good music. It was cute music. I mean, it wasn't nothing like earth-shattering.
Oh my god. There's
It was pure marketing. It was 100% pure marketing. It was trying to compete with everybody else.
I've seen marketing that's better than that.
I mean, it was so terribly done that someone copied it and they couldn't even make a better copy it be successful. They made it a little bit more successful, but it's just
there are
terrible.
Better shows out there that are just marketing.
Yeah, this is
just saying.
I mean, Barbie didn't need it. They really did not need Barbie and the Rockers.
No.
It really didn't do much for the brand. I mean, yeah, they brought rock and roll, so now every couple of decades they bring out a rock and roll version of Barbie, but really they didn't need it.
No.
Nope. The yeah. Barbie stuff now is much better. Definitely much better.
It is. We'll cover better Barbie things in the future because There's nothing like that that you can pick again.
So here's something interesting I'm going to say. You know, I admit that some things I don't like The Lion King is not my favorite movie, but I love the soundtrack. But well, here's what I'm going to say. Shock you. Sailor Moon S was a fun podcast, but it is my least favorite Sailor Moon everything.
Why?
S Hearts on Ice. The Hearts on Ice movie.
Oh, the movie? Yeah, okay, yes. I was going to say the season?
No, the season? No. No, I love all the Sailor Moon seasons. The first one is probably the hardest one to get through until you get to the good scene where you find out she's the princess for real, and then I cry.
I love season one because it's iconic.
I cry. All I can say is I cry during the middle of season one when we find out she's the princess. It literally puts me to tears.
The seasons,
so sweet.
For me, that are hardest to get through of that show are like season two and four, probably.
The beginning of two. When we take the, you know, Fury from the movie and his cousins show up. Because it's basically not Fury, but they're like his cousins or his brothers and sister or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fine. Maybe he found them again.
We didn't need the Doom Tree, but we didn't talk about them this year. We talked about season three, which was when we brought in the cousins, the kissing cousins.
Love those kissing cousins.
Incestuous lesbian cousins.
Yep.
They're not really incestuous, just the American, Canadians and Americans decided that it would make sense to make them cousins, which, since they're obviously lovers, is extremely incestuous, unnecessarily. Made it worse instead of better.
I don't know where it was that I found online, but, like, I know that the American, like, 90s voice actors for the cousins actually were the only ones in the room together when they were recording, So, like, and that's not usual for American dubs. They're usually just in the room by themselves doing it. Mm-hmm. But Uranus and Neptune were supposedly in the room together, and that's why there's just still a lot of chemistry going on there.
I'm just saying it. In an attempt to make things easier, in an attempt to make things more appropriate for children, they made things way worse. That's all I'm going to say. If they had just left them as being cousins. Lesbians and not made them into...
This is my lesbian.
No, but I mean, as having them just be a couple as opposed to making them into, I don't know, incestuous cousins.
They're in lesbians with each other.
With each other. It's just wrong. They're cousins.
We
no,
should cover Scott Pilgrim.
No. We could do that. That would be another.
What's the L word? Lesbian? Lesbians? Yeah, I agree, though, that Hearts on Ice was just. God, terrible fucking movie. It has iconic moments, but otherwise, just bad.
It's a Sailor Moon movie, and if it wasn't for the final battle, it's not about Sailor Moon.
It's not even a Sailor Moon movie, though. It's literally not.
Well, they call it Sailor Moon, but it's not about Sailor Moon. So, except for the final battle, that's all. If it wasn't for the final battle, you could, like, cut her completely out of the movie, and it wouldn't change the movie at all.
We could just have Human Luna fighting Princess Nokuguya.
Yeah.
That could have happened.
I still don't understand why both the good princess of the moon and the bad princess who's trying to destroy the earth have the same name. It doesn't make any sense to me.
But they don't. They just...
It's still Kaguya.
Yeah, but, like, she doesn't actually have a name. That's the thing. The evil lady doesn't have a name. They just call her that because they don't have anything else to call her. She's just evil snow lady. Evil Elsa.
Evil Elsa.
Yeah.
Evil Elsa didn't need wacky henchmen. She did it all by herself. And she wasn't evil. She was just misguided.
Elsa wasn't evil, though.
That's what I'm saying. She wasn't evil. Yeah. She was like, I just need to get away. And oops, I didn't mean to freeze the whole world. But I did anyway. Oh, well.
But
we should review that movie.
We will. I just, it takes a lot for me to just review Frozen.
Why?
Because I love Frozen so much.
Ooh,
I have
can
feelings.
Can I sing if we did? You know how I like to sing badly.
Not on the podcast.
I don't understand.
Just not on the podcast. We also did that one episode where we talked about the book and the movie at the same time. Because
why not?
It was just a little bit easier that way, honestly.
I like the idea of doing that. I would love to hear what other people's opinions are on that. Because especially when you read a book and then you watch the movie and you're like, that didn't happen that way. I don't know if I like the book better or the movie better in this area. But it's always overall, it's usually the book's better. But sometimes there's a scene you're like, ooh, that would have been good in the book. I like the idea of comparing and contrasting them. I really do. I think it works. I think it makes it easier for me to wrap my head around what's going on when I can say, oh, well, this happened in the book, but that happened in the movie, and you know what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
I think we should be adapted screenplay writers. I think that would be fun. Then we could take those books and turn them into the movies we want to see.
Get me that job. I will do that.
You go to apply.
Absolutely.
For it. Go to Hollywood. Become a big star.
I will be an adapter. Yes.
Most people get Academy Awards, you know. Just saying.
Okay. All right. Give me an Academy Award. I'll do it.
You haven't earned one yet, babe. You have not earned one yet.
We tried covering Avatar in one episode. At least season one.
That was disastrously long. Sorry,
guys. That was so long. And then season two was still pretty long, even though we cut it into two episodes.
And that just made it worse because it was really, really long in two episodes.
I don't know what we're going to do for season three. No, we're not.
No, sorry. We're long-winded.
We'll figure out a way. I mean, we've already been talking about how we want to do something a little bit different for when we cover the next Harry Potter book. Might be happening soon. It might be happening with a guest, but we want to do something a little bit different, you know, so we're not just going like beat for beat what happened. Maybe.
Yeah, I think, like I said, that's hard to do with such a long, you know, thing like a book or a TV series. We've done it and we've done okay with it, but not if you really like short podcasts, because ours just go on forever sometimes. We do that, so sorry. We're gonna try to change things up a little bit. And in the vein of changing things up, don't we have some exciting news?
Yeah, we might have some exciting news for y'all. We're gonna be starting a Patreon! Woo!
That's weird the way you say that. Yes, we're going to start a Patreon. So if anybody's interested, if they really love us and they want to hear more of us and they want to hear maybe some special extra little bits that we're going to put out there, this is your time. It should be out there shortly. There might even be some merchandise with our logos or drawings.
I have yet to name the tiers yet, but probably at least one of them is going to be Awesome Nerd. $1 is going to be like you can get Discord access and talk to us. Hopefully somebody will be active
with our fans. If our fans come and interact with us, I will interact with our fans. How about that?
Okay. All right.
I promise.
So she says.
So I say. But if they don't interact with us, then, you know.
She just doesn't like the amount of Discord notifications she gets. This is what happens when you're in a group chat.
Yes. I'm sitting there at work and you guys start flying with the messages and I'm like, what can I do? I'm busy working. And by the time I get to them, you're like 25 hours away from whatever you were talking about, and no one wants to hear my reply. Yep.
No, everybody will want to hear your reply. They will.
Nah.
All right. So that's our $1 tier is going to be Discord access. And then the $5 tier will be access to our bonus show.
Random fandom.
Yep. Mostly because it rhymes, but also because we're random. So
so random. We go from Japanese anime to Harry Potter to the Polar Express. So, come on. So random.
Basically the bonus show is going to be just as, like, you know, variety randomness as we usually are, but maybe more like games and like fun things. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have like brackets in mind because I think those might be fun to do.
I just have crazy ideas in mind. We're going to do some fun stuff, hopefully. And, you know, maybe we'll even ask our, you know, patrons to give us some suggestions.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We'll always like suggestions of what you'd like to hear.
I always like suggestions. And then we'll have one more tier, which will be the $10 tier, where just like all of the other Movie Night Crew podcasts, you can chat with us once a month on the network Zoom call. Be fun stuff.
Our social, right?
Hmm? Yes.
Our social.
Yeah, yes. It's the network happy hour, is what it's called. But I do not drink, so I'm just sitting there.
I'll drink for you. I'm fine with that.
Last time you had candy, that was alcoholic.
I did. That was awesome. We went to the adult candy store and I bought some candy that said it had tequila. I thought it was flavoring or maybe tequila in the chocolate itself. No, they actually literally injected like half an ounce of tequila into each little candy. So it's like a little round shell full of tequila. My first bite, I thought I was going to die. I'm like, whoa, this is good, but it's bad.
She's so silly, isn't she? Mm-hmm. So silly.
10 or 12 candies later, I had at least a shot of booze, I think, and it was all good.
So, Mother, what are you excited to do this next year of the pod? You excited for, like, the bonus content, learning how to edit that?
Yeah, that should be lots of fun. As I said, God love you all for whatever the bonus content's going to look like or sound like, but we're going to try to make it good. And I'm going to learn how to edit so I can help Charlie, because poor Charlie is just too busy.
Listen, yes, I am too busy.
Yeah, I'm not too busy at all working, I don't know, 4 jobs right now? Ugh, kill me.
Okay, you only complain about your job. I don't know why you're still there.
money. Getting out of the house, money.
Not the travel agent stuff. She's usually good about that. But like the other one.
Just... Well, the other one funds the getting out of the house on the travel agent too, so I can travel more if I have more cash coming in.
Yeah, but like we're gonna have fun this year with some other things. I did not plan out everything like I did the last time.
Nice. So... We get to have some flexibility this year. We can be more random.
I mean, we'll still have to, you know, like, cover at least a season of Sailor Moon.
Of course we will.
At the very least.
As always, we're going to do our choice holiday and Halloween specials. You know, we got to pick our favorites. Yeah.
And then the Pride Month ones for, like, the last month. It'll be fun stuff. It'll be great. I'm excited. You excited?
Yes, I'm excited. We'll see how it goes. I'm looking forward to giving it another try. You've been enjoying this
podcast?
Sometimes, yes.
Is it fun to talk to little old me?
It is fun to talk to little
old you. And mostly talk over me?
Yeah, well, you talk over me too.
Exactly.
Called ADHD kids. Sorry. It happens. We get a little impulsive at times.
It's the point of the pod. We talk over each other because...
We do. And we argue.
That's how I was raised.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's it. I don't know if we had anything else that we wanted to chat about here.
Nope. I think we're good.
What was that face?
I clicked on Facebook and a friend of mine posted one of those pictures where you're like lying on a lounge chair and you can see their legs and feet. But she's not a small lady. She's a good friend though.
Okay.
And she has ugly feet. She just has ugly feet. You can cut that out. It's true. But you asked. I had to answer. All you see is like, what? Do I have any what?
So did you have anything else that you wanted to chat about here? Am I forgetting anything that we needed to do?
Anything else that we needed to do? I don't think so. Do we? Do we have anything else?
No, I think. Okay. I'm just like, my ADHD is like, did I get out all the announcements or did I forget anything?
Are there any new announcements?
Oh, yeah. Wait. We said merch store? We said merch store.
I said merch store. Yes, you didn't tell us about the merch. You had. I said you're gonna have some original artwork, maybe.
Hopefully that will be up soon. I'm working on it. Possibly a new, slightly different version of our logo. I'm trying to make two little nerdy heads of us.
Oh, jeez. Are you going to get my hair in?
Yeah.
My beautiful.
It's
going
to be purple. It's going to be very purpley.
Very purpley.
It's good shit. Yeah.
Sounds good.
I'm gonna make merch. It's fun. It's good. It just takes me a minute. I just have to focus on it.
Buy our merch, because it'll be fun.
Buy our merch. Support us on Patreon. All of that good shit.
And then we can keep doing this.
We will hopefully have like a good outro coming up in the next episode or something.
Hi, my name's Sam, and I've recently become an adult. But why does adulting have to suck? Join me on my journey to rediscover the joy of following your passions as an adult and discuss it with people who are doing just that. I'll sit down with a variety of people from all walks of life and ask the important questions while trying to figure out what does it really mean to adult. Whether you're a pro or haven't even started, come and listen wherever you get your podcasts and hopefully you might learn a thing or two.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you guys want to follow the podcast, we're at Fandoms Gone Wrong Pod on Instagram and Facebook. We're at Fandom Gone Wrong on Twitter. You can send us an email at fandomsgonewrongpod@gmail.com. If you want to find me specifically, I'm at GreenPixie12, except for Twitter, GreenPixie123. I have a drawing Instagram. That's at GreenPixieDraws. And a YouTube. That's at CharlieMatt. Mother?
Oh, you're just everywhere. All the time.
Yeah. This is not new information.
No, it isn't. I have my business Instagram account, which is Travel Planning by Carrie on Instagram. Yeah, you can find me there. I post occasionally there, usually trips and cocktails and things, fun stuff. You know, once again, like she said, check out our Fandoms Gone Wrong stuff. Maybe I'll start interacting over there a little bit.
Hopefully.
If people, except for Twitter. I hate Twitter. You'll never find me interacting with our Twitter account. Sorry.
If it's Twitter, it's going to be me. She's not good at Twitter.
I like Facebook. Sorry, guys. I know I'm old, but I do.
Yeah, you're very old. Facebook is also bad.
Facebook is easy and fun.
And I actually forgot to mention this while recording the episode, but next time we will be covering Grease 2, and it'll be in just 1 week from this episode. So, yeah, finally doing that for my mother's birthday. okay. Well, that's all for this year of Fandoms Gone Wrong. Whoa!
So cool.
Here's to another year.
Yeah.
We love you awesome nerds. Goodbye.
Bye now.